والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم شرح صدورنا للإسلام ولا معقب صحته في اللفت عن الإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان May our belief structure in Allah be most beloved to us وزينوا في قلوبنا and beautify The nur of Allah, the nur of Islam, the nur of Iman in our hearts. وَكَرِحْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوكَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ And as the love of Allah and the deen of Islam and the love of our beloved Rasul and Sahaba is embedded in our hearts, it cannot be contaminated with batil. Let us dislike all evil forces and anything that is bad for the wholesomeness of my body, the well-being of my body, as well as my soul and my creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ And keep us to be righteous, upright Muslims. Amin ya Mawlana ya Rabbal Alameen. How fast the Hujjaj has left for Makkah and they've returned. How fast The end of Dhul Hijjah came and the start of Muharram came, a new year. How quick Muharram is leaving the door and we are entering now the month of Safar. And when it comes to Safar, the Salafus Salihin, the people of the pious people of yesteryear, they would welcome it because they were hoping and anticipating the Noor of Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that's going to enter in every masjid, in every road, in any pathway, in every home, in every maktab. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increased love for our beloved Rasulullah. Where there will be reading of the seerah, the legacy, the great legacy that Rasulullah lived up to. When he was asked what was his character, his beloved wife answered, Khulukuhu al-Quran. His entire life, he was a walking Quran. May Allah remain for it. Many a times, the mindset is that Safar month is a month of suffering. This was in the Jahiliyyah period, the days of ignorance. And Rasul ﷺ came to abolish the mindset. When he came to teach us that kullu zaman khalaq Allah, every month Allah is the creator of it. Gaza is a highway to Jannah in terms of the shuhada. These people have made a bay'ah with Allah, a commitment with Allah, that we give our life, we will sacrifice our homes, we will sacrifice our bloodline, our family, so that freedom comes to Aqsa, freedom comes to the olive trees, freedom comes to the lands of Aqsa, that we breathe in, not bombs, we breathe in muhabba of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. That freedom come for the ummah, where they will have no checkpoints, and freely they will be able to sit and contemplate, as in the time of Sahaba and the Tabi'een, right there in Aqsa al-Mubarak. Because every spot at Aqsa, you feel the spiritual, deep spirituality, the likes of Rabi al-Basriya, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. And you can go on and on. Till today those mountains echoes when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an made an announcement there at Aqsa al-Mubarak. So my dear friends in Islam, whenever you visit Aqsa, you see even there's a pathway that's known as Tariqul Hijra at Lion's Gate, to show us that this is not just inner gate, this is gate where people stood for Islam. They gave their ruh, their blood for Aqsa al-Mubarak. They came with shuhada. That road will teach us lessons that hundreds of thousands of young men gave their lives, that their bodies were carried through that pathway so that Salatul Janazah be read for them there at Aqsa al-Mubarak, because they lived with that. That road will show that right now, as me and you are seated so comfortably in our masjid, no checkpoints, alhamdulillah. Do you know how hard it is for those Palestinians? They might even miss their Jumu'ah, because so spiteful is the Zionist entity. So for flukas dinasi, that they lack checkpoints for all men, sir. What net will gaat hulle rechte het om te maak salah, dasu and Majidul Khalil and Hebron. They are citizens there of the masjid. Their ancestors was born there. But it's so difficult for them to come because of checkpoints. Amut hulle lang queue staan so skape. En dan moet hulle wag tot die permission gegee word vir 5. En dan die next 5. En die next 5. En die word dan verloor hulle even hulle Jumu'ah ook. Maar Allah gee Allah sterkte. Dat die mense weet nie of hulle safe is. Because in one salah in that very masjid, imagine the masjid, Al-Khalil, where Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the greatest of Anbiya, the close friend of Allah, lies buried there with his family. Yaqub alayhi salam lies buried there. Yusuf alayhi salam's maqam is also there. But imagine these Yahud, they came to take half of that masjid and make it theirs. And the Muslim Ummah has gone to sleep. They have forsaken the real pulse of the Ummah. Imagine Majid Khalil to show us, to spite the Muslim Ummah. We can do what we want to. And soon we can take half of your Majid Aqsa also. You people are all asleep, men. This is the reality, geliefde broers. To come thy Goldstein. Imagine, hey, come with a Tommy gun. Al die Palestinians, hulle word geintercept deur masjiene, jy mag iets in 'n mes het nie, of 'n toy het as 'n gun nie, word jy geintercept daar so. Maar dit dan kom deur allemaal daar die checkpoints, en hy kom met 'n Tommy gun, ek is aan de correction, het Fajr, en hy kom net, en hy gaan net so, word daar shuhada, in Masjid al-Khalil. Ons praat nie so dat ons moet concentreer en verstaan een beetje van die real makkooi, my geliefde broers, en 'n bietjie pause en stop. Ons sit in 'n wêreld wat ons geëntertain word met die western movies en die Hollywood movies en die Bollywood movies in the name of entertainment en series 1 en series 3 en series 10. Zombatize hulle vir ons. Mag Allah die movie ketterik van ons siele. Sê amen, broers. My dear friends in Islam, to date right now in Gaza, there's a hospital named Mustashfa al-Shuhada. Imagine the hospital's name, Mustashfa, the hospital of Shaheeds. Because these people of Gaza, it's either they are fighting that cause or they die for that cause. And if they land in a hospital, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. And if any one of them dies, the echo goes in the streets and even in the hospital, Allahu Akbar. Because they know there's nothing greater but Allah. They give themselves for Allah. Imagine children there that is fighting for their life, lost limbs of their body, and they have to amputate without anesthesia. Die anesthesia is a thing that you even a tongue trek, and the doctor can worry, it has the whole nerves effect. Nog maak hulle vir jou die slaap, maak hulle nom, a pat van jou. My broers, daar is niks van die anesthesia available vir enige van die mense nie. Weet hulle wat die jongste survive op? Hulle bacha die Koran, whatever hulle ken, wat hulle gaan memorize het. Hulle sit hulle belief, voel yakin dat, ja Allah, die baraka van daar die Koran, maak die in die setiek. En so sê, gaat hulle nog een vibe van bacha. Dan vraag die jongste nog, as hulle klaar. Because hulle die ding, hulle is nog besig, hulle sê, hulle is al lang al klaar al. Allah het geremove daar die kinde van pijne. Maar kan jy imagine wat hulle tegen? Ek en jy is nog in die level hiermee, geliefste broers. Ons eie nog, hy mens is op ons nog een makam had. Hulle laat malaika soma daar recht aan by hulle is, terwijl hulle bacha, because hulle glo, my brothers. These mujahideen are not just any kind of Mickey Mouse on this earth. These mujahideen, they gave themselves to Allah, the Rasul of Allah, to deen, to the liberation of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Their day and night is memorizing the Quran because they want to be in the front of jihad. And you are only allowed to be in the front of that army of the real Ribat, standing up for Aqsa when you fully hafiz of Quran. Their children, their offspring, whilst this thing was rocking, they are in the dungeons there, in those holes there of Aqsa, of Gaza. And they are memorizing the Quran. Their food was kept intact for them. Their blikkies, bunches was kept intact for them, whatever. And their mothers and their fathers already gave them their solace and their hugs. My children, be strong. You have Allah with you. You have Allah with you. And Allah is enough for you. Just carry on with that Quran. Lunge that Quran. Through the Quran, Allah is going to give us victory. My broers, that is the situation. What aangaan so in Gaza. Oos en Eve, wat kan nie verstaan die movie, my broer, mag Allah sy verstaan en gise, amen, inshallah. My dear friends, as we in this Jumu'ah, on the 300th day of the whore, of the bloody whore, of course to our minds it is genocide, 300 days non-stop. Me and you can't even take the storm of winter. And we are asking, ya Rab, when can the storm stop? Because we want a little bit sun. We want a little bit vitamin. What is vitamin in this sun? Vitamin D. We want a little bit, ya Allah. Can it be a fatigue? But my bruise, imagine the storms that is hitting those people of Palestine there. Like the rain falls on us, the Palestinians are humans like us. They're saying, ya Allah, when is this real sun going to rise? When is this going to stop? Has humanity gone dumb? Have humanity gone deaf to the cry of this innocent people, my geliefde broers in Islam? How much must they do? to expose the filth and the stench of this Yahud. They are all in one pot, my dear friends, in Islam. Allah is Allah, Allah look at Allah is a curse, Allah is a verfluchte nasi, because Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. They walk with the wrath of Allah. They stand up with the wrath of Allah. They conduct their everything with the wrath of Allah. They have no pity for man. They have no pity for you as La ilaha illallah. My dear friends in Islam, but still, the Mujahideen's message to the enemy that resistance in Gaza remains steadfast and capable after 10 months of war. Ons is nog lewendig. Ons is nog altijd in die ghettos daar so in Gaza. Julle het vir die wêreld gaan maak flows om te sê, ons gaan die see water daar maak en vir hulle allemaal uit swash. En daar die ghettos daar so. My broers, hulle vervloekse nasie, hulle lieg vir die mense. Hulle het miskien net een percentage gespoel. Maar die Mujahideen is one up to a hulle en daar die ghettos move, my geliefde broers in Islam. Because the blood of the martyrs, it paves the way to victory. The path to liberation is decorated with the blood of the shuhada. As the Palestinians say, "Biruh bidan nafdika ya aqsa." Hulle weet wat hulle sê, my broers, en hulle meen wat hulle sê. Vra vir enige van ons broers en susters wat gegaan het vir Umra en gegaan het na Aqsa. My broers, jy wil sien 'n regte Spider-Man. Sal jy sien die young Mujahideen, hoe hulle klim. Spider-Man. Hulle gooi hulle ding, Allahu Akbar. En move hulle weer die kant toe. Hulle gooi hulle die vlag van La ilaha illallah. Sy sal vir jou verwonne, die spirit, wat daar die jong mense het daar so in Masjid al-Aqsa. Because they know whenever you go Masjid al-Aqsa, this is one of the favorite verses that the imams read there because they understand it. Surah Ali Imran. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَكُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And pause the imam. Then say, Amal, Allahu Akbar. Because these are the SMS, are the WhatsApp, are the Twitter messages from the Quran. And they give them a recharge, a backup battery from La Ilaha. Where Allah says, do not reckon, do not think. Those that were slain in the path of Allah for a just cause, that they died. They never died, say Allah. Bal ahya. Allah says they are alive by Allah. They are by Allah and they are living. Yurzaku, not only living, they are going to have a better meal after Jumu'ah than me and you. Allah is feeding them. Say Allahu Akbar. And to top it all, Allah is saying, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ They are rejoicing. They are celebrating and rejoicing. Sheikh Haniyas now met Sheikh Yasin, the one that was in his wheelchair. Sheikh Haniyas, Ismail Haniyas now met all those shuhada that has left, that was sniped, that was butchered, that was bombed. And the cowards. Hulle kan nie hulle man staan one-on-one nie. Hulle is so spiteful. Hulle sal 'n rocket gooi om te bom vir jou. Hulle sal dangerous goed te maak, my geliefde broers. Cowards! Maar hulle dag gaat kom, my geliefde broers in Islam. Maar Allah Ta'ala sê vir ons, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ All the efforts of the shuhada, that they have made for me and you that are still living, brothers. They are showing us the way to Jannah. ويستبشرون, and they're giving us the glad tidings that Allah khawfun alayhim, don't have fear and don't grieve. ويستبشرون بنعمة من الله والفضل, and they're giving us the glad tidings of the bounties that they witness with their own eyes, that whatever efforts they have made, Allah is showing them there. He's meeting all the shuhada there in Jannah. And he's now addressing all those children. All those children. You know, here, when we have a placard, there's blood in your hands, Satan, Yahu. Os weiter point most for the world, man. But Qiyama, these very little babies is going to stand before everyone goes to Jannah or Jahannam. And so to say, they will have a placard to say, What did we deserve to have been massacred and bombed and murdered? We were innocent children. Why did this happen to us? May brothers and sisters in Islam, those people, those pull those triggers, those people that manufactured those bombs, those people that sponsored those bombs to kill those innocent civilians, those that brought those bombs, whether it's to ship, whether it's through flight, whether it is riding those bombs to that place, that army that was pointing to it and just came and over those tents just went boom. May brothers and sisters, mag Allah falak is a nightmares. Ya Rab, khifa hala sikka sikta en an malakheid en hala koppe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, moet dit delay hala azabi, bring hala azab, summa no, ya Allah. Bring hala straf, summa no, ya Allah. Multiply hala straf, hala, ya Allah. Hala deserve niksi, manet Allah's wrath op hala, ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala say, my brothers in Islam, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. These people, these shuhada, their days and nights was never normal since the day they joined the group of Hamas. Their days and nights, it's not the same like me and you. They have been targeted and they have been watched at all directions. But what kept them going was Allah, Allah, Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. The kalam of Allah. That what kept their spirits going. And they knew very well because they studied that Quran. That what Atma my Nabi went through with the hijrah, that is what we are going through right now. And we will not give up because we are fighting a worthy cause. Mag Allah gee alle sterkte vir al ons shuhada, inshallah. My geliefde broers in Islam, we witness in this week, Hafiz Shahid Ismail Haniya. He sacrificed his life for Aqsa and its people. And his famous words wherever he delivered a speech, لن نعترف بإسرائيل, that we will never ever recognize Israel. This responsibility comes with a price. And we are ready to pay that price. Martyrdom for the sake of Allah, then for Palestine, and for the dignity of this ummah. This man stood tall. Now think a man for a moment. Daar's ons in Madiba. Wat ons maak een hero. Ons maak tooms van oorals. Ja, ek jou het daar boe voor hom, because van wat hy gesacrifice het in die tronk. No doubt. Hy het gesacrifice met die struggle. Maar as jy hoor wat die Palestinians die gehad het, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Imagine. Just picture, hier het hulle een rough taste van die een man Ismail Haniya. 10 months ago, 14 of his family members was killed in Israeli airstrike. Weet julle wat sy airstrike, my bro? Sophisticated. Hulle weet exactly in watter kamp, in watter gebou as Ismael se Ghania se familie. Boom. Terwyl hulle in die beste slaap is, hulle gaan nou staan vir die handshoot or whatever. 14 of his family members bombed to pieces, my geliefde broers. Is dit nie genoeg om 'n man te breekie, my broers? Dit was ook genoeg om te gee vir jou 'n heavy dose op jou te breek jou hele spirits. The following month, guess what happens? His granddaughter and his eldest grandson, also an Israeli airstrike, sophisticated to target the two from the man to break. Maar hy is nog altyd in Ribaat, hy is nog altyd in sy mission. That's 10 months ago. Cut it shorter, 3 months ago. He lost his 3 sons. His 3 sons and 4 grandchildren jumped into a car. They are going to some place. Dis in die kar geklim. Airstrike. Boom. Killed his 3 sons and his 4 grandchildren. And you can do your homework and see by the press release kom hoe het content is hy because hy weet wat is die cause en wat is die doel en hoe moet hy sacrifice one after the other for the sake van Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last month, my dear friends, 10 family members of Hafiz Shahid Ismail Haniyeh, including his 8-year-old sister, also killed in an Israeli strike in Shati refugee camp. My geliefde broers, die is hoe die mafia operate. Die mafia wil continuous genocide. Die mafia is gefriet vir die dunia, dis hulle janna. En hulle keer te hoed, wie wat sê nie, because hulle is die meid. Sheikh Wasim Shaban, dis die persoon wat saam met hom gewees het, sy Khatibi gewees het, toe in Iran toe gehad het vir 'n groot conference daar so. Toe wat het hy net gemaakt? Die Hafiz, wat is die naam nou? Haniyeh. Hy is op 'n phone, het op die phone, sy sê, alles al so right, ons is hier so, alhamdulillah, shukr, alhamdulillah. My broers, hy sê, besag daar, boef, blaas die hele kamer op, met hom en die persoon. Die persoon was Wasim Shaban, terwyl die ene besag is om te praat met sy sien, leer hy met die Koran het op die kwede, leer het so met die Koran, het bacha die Koran, terwyl hy lees die Koran, my geliefde broers, wat Wasim ook gemaakt in sy body, al uit by die venster. So intens was gewees daar die explosive. It was thrown outside the building due to the severity of the explosion. But he was still holding the Quran in his chest. Dit is allemaal signs van my en vir u, my geliefde broers, om te reflect. Dat dis nie Mickey Mouse mense nie. Dis mense van Allah. Dis mense van high voltage van taqwa. Hier is mense van die Koran, my geliefde broers in Islam. Haniyeh se message, sy sien, sy message, that my father's blood and all the shuhada's blood will sustain the nation, resistance and revolution until victory. We are all facing deadly holocaust carried out by the Israeli enemy. But this enemy will disappear whether today or tomorrow, and it will witness its collapse. Its collapse, its downfall will come, my geliefde broers in Islam. And to Gaza, Hafiz Ismail, to the people of Gaza, Hafiz Ismail is more to them a social loss, because he used to walk amongst the people, shake the hands of everyone, smile from the street vendors, help solve their social problems. He received everyone in his home and listened to their concerns. He would play football with the children. He was a well-known khatib and imam leading the Taraweeh all the years in Gaza. And his martyrdom is socially painful for us, say the mense van Palestine, van Gaza. May Allah replace the pain with joy of near victory, inshallah. My brothers in Islam, the BDS movement, say information, Allah say, Israel a country in collapse. Hoor baie mooi broers. 46,000 businesses have closed since the start of the Iron Swords War. At this rate, Israel won't make it to the 100th birthday. Say amen, broers in Islam. En daardie tunnels wat ek van gepraat het voor in Gaza. Daardie tunnels, of gesê earlier van Spider-Man, die tunnels in Gaza is soos een spider's web. En die Mujahideen Hamas, they are moving in the spider's web like a real Spider-Man, my geliefde broers. They disappear underground. Because as it is hulle nie, dat is malaika, die ding ruk en die ding spook. In daardie tunnels, my geliefde broers. As hy na gezien is, dit te ver kom. Hy poep en is vanish, my geliefde broers, in Islam. Maar Allah gee dat hulle so man nie weer terug uitkom met die spiders webie, my broer. Maar hy gaat die spiders web hulle so man gee so een pik, dat hulle disease bring, wat so man moet van hulle vrek maak, sê amen, broers in Islam. Hy moet nie speel met die woorde nie. Sê dit soos het is, sê amen, brothers. My dear friends in Islam, imagine, launch attacks, you can't imagine where it comes from. Die mense is so boekmoed, hulle weet die waarvan aan het kom, die Mujahideen move in daar die tunnels, soos ek sê, so Spider-Man. They are known as resistant fighters, from anywhere from beneath, they can just appear, my broer in Islam. These Israeli officers concludes, that dismantling the homes and the reshaping of the security reality requires continuous and a long-term fighting. This is not going to stop. It's impossible for us to go into the spider's web because hulle poep, hulle is bang, my geliefde broers. These Israeli soldiers, they say, Hamas fighters would surprise them with an underground attack and then disappear like mice. So ek sê, as die jins wat saamweg met die Mujahideen. These tunnels are known as cities on its own. 500 kilometers lay. It can accommodate 25 people in a large hall. These Mujahideen survive in die plek, my geliefde broers in Islam. Daar is een hele lewe, hulle ken elke kone en elke kat, my geliefde broers. Nou die groot question wat nou gevra was. Hoekom was die groot high profile Mujahid? Vrek geskiet gesessen net daar so in Iran. Het Iran dan die infrastructure om jou te protect en te bodyguard en allemaal die goedetjes nie? Is Iran miskien in bed met Israel sy self? Because hulle kan net by een babbel, maar hulle doen die ding nie. En as hulle moet skiet en rokke, dan skiet hulle na sokkeveld. Hulle skiet nie die rechte ding nie. Daar is questions wat gevra word on the ground. Maar ek maar reminded vir die grote umma. Die geliefde sallallahu alaihi wasallam sê, man masha ma'a zalim, if you are in bed with the enemy, liyu'inuhu, because you want to carry favor with the enemy. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When you with the believers, you soon the believers. Kom hier gauw, sheikh, kom hier zo. Ja, wat sheikh, wa idha khalau ila shayatinihim. Zo nu is shaitan nou iso, dat kan ik roepie, maar. When is amongst the shayatin, kalu, inna maakum, my bras, jylle is my bras. Maar zo lang vir jou gesien, zo neem aan op je kop, jy my broer. Daar is in my praas, jylle weet moos hoe wek die tamate. Jylle is my praas. Inna ma nahnu musta zi'oon. Ons maf hulle geflous. Wat sê Allah vere Allah? Inna hum? Wat heb ik geloofd in Amin Gholo Amin? Allah sê, Munifa Allah en die Rasool wat vir een joke. Allah sal vir julle vat vir een joke, my geliefde broers. Hulle dag sal kom, mag Allah so bestaan en gee. Maar Allah sê, jy wil wees twee gevriet. Jy wil sê, jy saam moet Palestine, maar dan stiek jy vir Palestine, dat jy nog wat gegeet, die information, daar, die en daar, en daar, net vir een bietje van die dunia. Allah say, you have left the fold of Islam. Mag Allah nie vir ons harte het, die faak in ons harte het, my geliefde broers in Islam. Because all our people of Gaza, what are they asking for? Justice. Like our forefathers, all they wanted in this country was just to be just. Treat each one fair, my geliefde broers in Islam. Is it so nie? Dat is wat die land wil gehad het. Maar een persoon sê so mooi. When you bomb a watermelon, and he gives an example van watermelon to that of Gaza. If you bomb a watermelon, you spread its seeds. You kill one Hamas top leader, Ismail Haniya. 1,000 seeds has now come alive. Say Allahu Akbar. In the name of Ismail Haniya. You bomb one sheikh, yeah, seeing the crippled man in the wheelchair. 1,000 of sheikh, yeah, seeing just come alive. Weet julle wat het gaan bij my bro? Dat's a bom se naam. It's a MacGyver bom. It's gemaakt, ha, so in die ghettos daar van Gaza in the underground. It's called Yasin bom, my bro. En die Palestinians, gee my gewoon potteltje daar so, my bro, man, lus is so, wat maar die dingetje is so. Dis die bom, mas, is duwe. Soos a bom, my bro, soos a botteltje, die vat die bom, has been now, wala, 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 die tankers, my broers. Ek kan nou dou as ek een tanker gesien het back in the apartheid days. Ek was bang vir die tanker. As jy een boer gesien het, so morse groot. Hulle het ons bang gepraat. Maar die mujahideen, my broer, hulle skrik vir niks. Hulle sien die tanker. Misschien in die tanker. Sieve ouwens, hulle speel kaart daar binnen. My broer, die mujahideen. Daar is snipers ook wat wat uit vir die. Hulle sê, ja, laat so mon bok moen om om. Goed, jy week het. Kijk, dan net zo, dat zo, daar zo. Gooi net weg, ha. En ze weer kijk, boem, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Weet jullie hoeveel van die tankers? Weet jullie hoe dier kost een tanker? Ons worry van hoe dier kost. Maar mijn broer, hulle maak elke tanker zat. Maar wie waar daar binnen is, die information moet gegeven oor al sê. But the reality is, kan ze imagine, die karit soos die sahaba. Hulle meine om op te gebom word die. Maar hulle bewys nie meer, mense gekie, o, staan vir ons ding, my broer. O, gaat hy net praat nie, o, staan vir ons ding. Mag Allah traf vir ons die verstaaning gee. So when you bomb a watermelon, you spread its seeds. 1936, Hitler said, we will prevail. Hy het die ding gesê, hy het 2024, Netanyahu, we will win. Die ding sy gefriet, lyk soos vir ouwe, my broer. Kijk, sy gefriet, soos het gaan mama vaard is vir ouwe. En kijk, die ding sy gefriet, die liefde gefriet, lyk soos vir ouwe. Mag Allah het laat sy, het ending kom soos duisers vir ouwe. So ek einde af, om te sê, dictators, they come and go. Empires come and go. Ideologies come and go. Zionism come and go. But al-Islam remains. Kul jaa al-haq wa zahaq al-batil. The truth will always prevail. And batil will vanish. It has to vanish. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Truly, falsehood is ever bound to vanish, my geliefde broers. The only thing that is certain is the future, is that Islam will remain victorious and it will prevail. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri, because Allah has full power and control of over his all affairs. And the enemies, they are fighting Islam because Islam is against their evil and falsehood. And the mujahideen are saying, you have big tanks, but we have Allah. You have skyrockets, but we have Allah. And you are walking with Allah's wrath. And your day will come, because your day is outnumbered and victory is near. Brick by brick. Hall by hall, Israel apartheid will fall and Aqsa al-Mubarak will stand forever tall. Takbir! Allah. Takbir! Allah. Takbir! Ons maak dua vir Ali Richards, Allah vul sy kabar met noor. Net so Today, the 2nd August, our beloved Butayushi Brenner, it's his birthday. May Allah Ta'ala for him long umr give and alles wat mooi is, as well as our Brenner family. Tochida and Anwa, Dubi and Safiya, Dubi, their birthday is also in the week. May Allah for love you, yarah give and alles wat mooi is, inshallah. Also, on behalf of the Majid Committee, shukran to the continuous support of the Jama'ah. The fisheries was a quite a good success, alhamdulillah. But we have an ongoing eat and treat coming the 13th September at Barron's, inshallah, for the Masjid funds. So continue, please continue your support. And as you can see, to visit the hall outside there, you can see the results of the Masjid as well as the hall itself. May Allah take the Jama'ah and the Masjid from strength to strength, inshallah. Sheikh Tova van die Gudu, to sa geliefste Sheikha, ik gee salam sa die Jama'ah. En sa die Jama'ah gee ook salam sa ons. And I say, I want to remind for us that Gudu Islamic Society Wellness Center, they will have an outreach program here in the Parkwood, inshallah. That is Saturday, the 17th of April, and that is 12 to 5 p.m. Okay, so it's 17th of August, and that is 1 to 5 p.m. Free health, wellness, and service that will be offered here to all. But please come. Already here from, there is 10 a.m. by standing in the line. By 10 a.m. already you must be here, first come, first served. And bring ook misschien een hospital kaartje samen or whatever, whatever. But inshallah, mag Allah klag je dat successful is. Ons moet faces, ons allemaal is sick mee broer. Ons kan niet zo voor op de gat naar die dokter toe nie. Of ons delay, delay. Hier gee Allah die dokters gaat komen zo. En dit zijn die dokters hier. Die is die kopse dokter, die niese dokter, die oogse dokter, die bekse dokter, die tandse dokter, die keelse dokter, die hartse dokter, die dikkanse dokter, die tolliese dokter, die holse dokter, die katerische dokter, die voetse dokter, en even Anwar die Tukamani van die kabberse dokter ook, uit de lea al jou goede, inshallah.
Je moest toffen.